me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! You keep telling me that. Who is she?
Well, don't touch that dial, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Swat!
The King of Crack!
The Colossus of Clout! The Colossus of Clout! Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Here's Tom Morgan.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with my wingman in the studio, Vince Clementi of ERCDelivery.com, and via telephone, Bill Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're here to take your comments and questions about sports collecting. We're on every week now on Sunday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. And you can give us a call at 312-332-3776 with your comment or question about collecting. If you have an item you want to know the value of, we're giving away to one caller this week a box of 2013 Bowman Platinum Baseball. So it's a good prize. Give us a call, 312-332-3776. We're on till 8 o'clock. Bill Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions. I see you guys have an auction starting December 2nd, going through December 12th, and you guys are adding on your website, HugginsandScott.com. You're adding new items all the time. I just saw one, a really neat item, an 18-karat gold pocket watch presented to J.J. McDermott for winning the 1911 U.S. Open Golf Tournament. $2,500 minimum bid. That's a neat item. Have you ever had something like that before, Bill?
Well, we have had other pocket watches and other rings and other mementos presented to players and athletes for their achievements and stuff. I've never had this pocket watch for the U.S. Open, but quite an item. I'll tell you, if you saw this thing and held it in your hand, it's magnificent. It really is. The history behind it, if you read the description on our website or in our catalog, just talks about the precision that this thing was made with, the manufacture and stuff like that, and what a high-quality watch it is, just as a watch. And then you add the collecting factor to it, and gosh, we'll find out on December 12th what it's worth.
You want to make any estimate what you think, or you rather let that go and just see what happens?
Well, I mean, on an item like that, Tom, it's hard to make an estimate.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody had a 56 Topps Mickey Mantle as a graded 8 or something, you know, it would be, you can narrow that down to what it may sell for. But this, geez, there is no ceiling, really.
Yeah, I know. That'll be interesting to watch. The bidding starts December 2nd, ends December 12th at HugginsandScott.com. Another item, an Olympic torch that Pat McCormick had, I guess he carried in the 1984 L.A. Summer Games. Now, let's see, you're starting that one at $750. Did you get
that?
Well,
Pat McCormick's actually a woman.
Oh, really?
Yep, she was a swimmer diver in the late 50s Olympics and early 60s, and she won several medals and stuff. And then she was chosen to carry the torch in the 84 Olympics after her participating career. And this was the torch that she kept all those years.
Now, did she actually consign that? Is she still alive? Or
she's still alive. She did not consign it. A friend of mine who is working with her on selling some of her other memorabilia as well is the one who actually consigned it through her.
Okay,
but
then
she is still around and wrote a nice little article about the torch and everything and where it was from and how she's had it all these years, and it's quite an item as well.
Well, the website is HugginsandScott.com, Huggins and Scott Auctions. This is Bill Huggins on the line with us via telephone. Bill, are you at a show today somewhere? Are you at, where are you?
No, we're off this weekend. We've got, and we're off next weekend. And then in 2 weeks, I'll be out where you are in Chicago. We'll be doing the Sun-Times show in Rosemont.
Nice. Now, how should people look you up there? Well, do you know where you're going to be yet in that maze of dealers known as the Sun-Times show?
Right. Well, we have our booth. We're not far from the front of the, as you walk in, you'll come in, and I think we're in the second row back. You'll see our big sign set up and everything.
You're going to try to have an ESPN sign up there too, aren't you?
I understand somebody's going to give me one of those.
Nice. Yeah. That'll help people pick you out from the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the number's 312-332-3776. If you have a question about an item, you want to know the value of an item or talk about the collecting business, whatever, give us a call. Now, I do have a new sound effect here. Now, that you don't want to hear that, because if it's an item that we don't think is helping the show along and you hear that sound effect, I don't think you're going to be in the drawing. So it's only going to be good items that get in the drawing, and we're going to lead off with Mike from Elmhurst. What do you have there, Mike?
Hey, good morning. How you doing here?
Doing great.
I'm sitting here watching my daughter with her hockey practice ready early in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I got an article I bought at the Navy Pier show from ProSet in 92. It's a newspaper page from a Montreal paper in 1928. No wrinkles. It's a Montreal Maroon player, Nelson Stewart. Now, when I was leaving the show, I got a business card here from Jefferson G. Davis, collection manager from the Hockey Hall of Fame. And he asked me if I wanted to donate it to the museum. Now, what my question is, he's had quite a career. He's in the Hall of Fame already, and I've been holding on to this.
What exactly is it, Bill? Are you following this? Do you know what it
is?
Yeah,
I mean, Mike, is this like a supplement that was issued by the newspaper, sort of like you something you would pull out and save?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Okay,
it's in color.
That was very common by newspapers, and I even think they still do that these days. Mike, the only thing about newspapers, and I have had this for years and years and years, newspapers were very affordable and still are. They cost a nickel, a dime, a penny, or whatever when they were, and hence, it's one of the most saved types of collectibles in the world because of the affordability that everybody could save it. You didn't have to pay $50 or $20 or $10 or whatever back when the money was different. And I mean, granted, it's from 1928, from Montreal. I'm guessing the value could be, $50 to $100. I doubt that it's a gigantic item just based on, like I said, where it came from.
There's very few newspapers that actually have much value to them. A lot of times people will save something from a historic event, but not a lot of value to them. Okay, next on the line, we have the Green Lantern calling from Aurora. Lantern, what's going on? You're back.
Tommy, good to hear you again.
It's good to be on, Lantern.
All right, good. Hey, I got an actual ticket from the third Duran-Leonard fight, which was titled Uno Mas, signed by both of them. What do you think that would go for?
Now, I would think that would probably be in the 200 to 300 range. Is that the type of thing that might go in a Huggins and Scott auction, Bill?
Yeah, that could certainly be an item, Lantern, that we could sell for you. It would need to be possibly graded and or authenticated, but
it is
very
JSA.
Very collectible fight, and certainly signed by the two of them. That's a gigantic plus.
Yeah, so you think at least 200 to 300, probably more?
I would say that those numbers are not out of the question at all, and possibly then some.
Yeah, very good, Lantern. I was all set to play the wah-wah on you, and you made it through this week. Good job.
Come on. Give me 1 week at least.
Okay, I'll give you one. There you go. All right, next on the line we have Brian. It sounds like you're traveling along on I-355. What's up, Brian?
Good morning, gentlemen. I have an article I bought at a fundraiser for my kid's school a few years ago. It's a football that is signed by Eli Manning, Peyton Manning, and Archie Manning. It's in a case, and I'm just wondering if you got any idea on the value of that.
Well, do you know how it's authenticated?
There is a certificate of authenticity that came with it, but it doesn't. I don't know that it actually describes the specific item. It's just from a from a memorabilia company.
Okay, I guess that would be key to it, but I would think if that's all legit on a nice football, nice signatures, probably $300 to $500, and that might be a Huggins and Scott item, huh, Bill?
Yes, sir. Brian, that is certainly a very collectible item. Those three guys have set quite a precedent as far as a family football era thing goes, and not many of those around. I know some of them have done some signings. I have never seen them do a signing. I was kind of waiting for all three of them to be at one event, but maybe scheduling is tough for them to put that all together. But, no, all three of those guys are very, very popular with a very diverse following with so many different teams.
If you were going to sell it, it would probably be a good time to wait and see. Our producer, Adam Abdallah, just had a good tip. He said, wait and see if they win the Super Bowl this year, then he'll be even hotter. But that's like the royal family of football right now. So thanks for the call, Brian. All right, we're coming up to a break. The number here is 312-332-3776. Give us a call with a comment or a question about the value of an item, and we'll get to it after the break. You are listening to ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com. This is Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions. Hang in there. We'll be right back, folks. Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi from ERCDelivery.com and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're taking your questions about the value of sports collectibles. The number's 312-332-3776. We have a lineup coming here. I want to lead into a little bit of basketball talk here with a quick thing. The other night, Luol Deng was one assist away from a triple-double, and Nazi Muhammad told him, Lou, just pass it to me. Every time I get it, I'm going to shoot it. He like airballs a jumper and then misses a layup, and then they took Deng out. He ended up with 9 assists. It's like, next time, Nazi, stay off my side, will you?
That's funny.
We've got Jim from Oak Lawn is on the line. Thanks for waiting, Jim. What do you have?
I have a Dan Marino signed autographed Riddell helmet.
Nice.
It has a letter of authenticity. I don't know what the company is. It's been in storage, sitting in storage probably for 15 years.
Yeah, that's nice. You know, a lot of times the one thing with a certificate, you don't want it to be necessarily from like Joe's Card Shop in Tupelo or something. It's good to be from one of the, like a JSA autograph authenticator or from one of the card companies or something. But if that's real, that's probably in the $400 range, you think, Bill?
Yeah, I would say. I mean, Marino does a lot of shows, so his stuff is available. But, you know, in the $300 to $500 range, yeah, depending on the venue and the time, yes.
All right, great.
Yeah, very Thank good. You. Is that an item you'd take in a Huggins and Scott auction, Bill, you think?
Yes, it would certainly fit into one of our categories there, without a doubt. Provided, like you had mentioned to Jim, the certificate is from a recognizable authenticator.
Yeah. Now the number at Huggins and Scott Auctions, you want to contact Bill Huggins if you have something you think you want to consign to one of their auctions. The number is 866-462-2273. Now, in addition to calling on the air, we can use items. If you go on Twitter, I'm T Crown Tom on Twitter. If you follow me and send a question to my attention, and if I use it on the air, we'll follow each other. You'll have to send me your email because we have to have your email to win to have the item sent to you by ERC Delivery. But if we do get it on there, you can actually get items to me through Twitter. So my T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. Send a question to my attention, and if we use it, you'll get into the drawing. This week we're giving away a box of 2013 Bowman Platinum Baseball. Alex has been waiting patiently from the loop. Let's make sure we got the right line here. Alex, what do you have?
Hey guys, I've got a game-worn Sammy Sosa jersey from his MVP season. It's autographed and with the insignia, with the home runs, the RBIs, and the MVP logo. It's authenticated in the case that it came in from that year.
Now, how do you know it's game-worn and not just a game-style jersey?
It's authenticated that it was game-worn.
That it was game-worn. That sounds like that. You know, it's Sosa stuff. A lot of it's down with all the steroids. But, Bill, what do you think of the value of that?
Well, I would say, Alex, that's something I would hold on to right now. If the day ever comes when the Sosas, Maguires, Bonds, Clemens, and all those guys ever get forgiven or pardoned or what have you and included into the Hall of Fame, that thing will certainly gain more significant value than it does today. I mean, the best time to have sold that would have been in 1998 when him and Maguire were having their home run duel. But with all the talk that's come out and the, I don't know, pseudo ban that they've put on these guys, it's really tainted their collectibles, their interest. People are not really seeking those guys out right now. They're sort of in a holding pattern.
That's a good suggestion. I would suggest to hold on that myself. That's a very good suggestion. Next on the line, let's see who's waiting the longest. Reggie from Munster's been waiting. What do you have there, Reggie?
I have a baseball signed by Satchel Paige, and it's signed on a Negro League ball.
Very nice. Is it single signed just by Satchel Paige?
Satchel Paige and one other person signed it. I'm not sure the other person is.
Yeah, that actually hurts a little. I've got a Dizzy Dean ball that I bought at a much lesser price because somebody, another common player, had signed it. How clear is the Satchel signature?
No, it's perfect.
Really nice. What do you think, Bill?
Well, like you said, Tom, the extra signature is not a plus, but the Negro League ball is very, very intriguing, Reggie. Is the signature on the sweet spot, opposite where the logo is?
It's not over the logo or anything.
Yeah.
Is it opposite the logo?
Negro League ball, it's like a perfect, Negro League ball. You can see everything on it.
Reggie, great item. I mean, you could be looking at, you know, $1,500 to $2,000 or more.
So that might be something, Reggie, if you're interested in consigning it to Huggins & Scott, give them a call or go to HugginsAndScott.com and they can set you up. That's a great item. Okay, now speaking of basketball, Huggins & Scott has a great card. If you're a basketball autograph collector, listen to who signed this one. It's a quad signature, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Julius Erving, Michael Jordan, number 1 of 10, graded Gem Mint 10 by PSA. That'll be in the Huggins & Scott auction starting December 2nd, ending December 12th. You can sign up at HugginsAndScott.com. Minimum bid on that one is $1,200. That'll be interesting to see how high that baby goes. That's the sky's the limit on that one. And if you're looking at the... just take the 80s, for instance, on who you'd want on a signed basketball card. That's it. Yeah, I've got on my T-Crown Tom eBay seller ID, Paul George stuff is really hot right now. The Pacers are 7-0. He's always kind of reminded me as a Pippen-type player, but this year he's scoring more than he has in the past. I have a BGS 9-5 with a 10 autograph Threads rookie auto ending on the T-Crown Tom eBay seller ID today, and a Victor Oladipo autograph ending today. And for you political fans, a Sarah Palin autograph, numbered to 10. That's out of that Pop Century. Vince and I have split quite a few of those in the past. A fun product to open, Leaf Pop Century.
Oh, that is.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Carl from Evanston's on the line. What do you have there, Carl?
Good morning, Tom.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I have two official game balls from last year's Super Bowl, each of them signed by Kaepernick and Flacco.
Ooh, that's how'd you get those, Carl? Who do you know, Carl? Come on.
I created the McDonald's commercial for Who's Got the Mighty Wings, so I was able to get that.
Oh, awesome. Hey, you're somebody we had to add to our phone list here. Very good, Carl. Now, Bill Huggins, what do you think on each of those balls? Are those actually Super Bowl balls?
They've got the silver stamp that says official Super Bowl ball, XLVII, New Orleans, all that stuff on it.
Yeah, and the Super Bowl quarterbacks on it. Boy, that's nice.
And Carl, they were used in the game?
No. I bought them online and had them shipped to L.A., and they signed them at the commercial.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking maybe $300 to $500 per ball. What is that? Do you think that's too high, or you think that's about right?
I think that's a good range, Tom. Those are, you know, and who knows in an auction. I've never seen one of those yet, and hence the fact that the first one, when you put an item out for bid for auction, we The first one gets the most.
Boy, I'll tell you, Kaepernick's stuff, like his autographed cards and things in December, January last year was incredibly hot. And Flacco knows timing. With the contract coming up and winning the Super Bowl, he really nailed that one. He got it right when you want. Great item, Carl. Next on the line, we have Joe from Huntley. What do you have there, Joe?
Hey, good morning, guys. Actually, I have a couple items. I thought of one since I called, but the first one I want to ask about is back in 95, I was headed down to a signing with Muhammad Ali, and I think it was maybe 50 or 100 bucks to get him to sign. So I had a reproduced photograph of his Sports Illustrated cover, but without the Sports Illustrated stuff on there, but him standing over listed, and it's autographed on the shorts. Professionally framed, but I don't have it authenticated. And actually, I got sick that night. My buddy went down and got it signed for me. Any idea? It's probably an 18 by 20.
Let me ask you a question, Joe. Did he sign this Muhammad and then the word Ali underneath of it, or is Muhammad and Ali next to it?
Next to it.
Next to it. Okay, those are a little later. The autographs of Ali that are bringing really, really serious money are the ones where he signed Muhammad and Ali underneath it. Hmm. Those are the older vintage autographs that collectors are paying thick money for right now because, I mean, in effect, the person who signed those is, you know, incapable of signing like that anymore. And it was a big, beautiful signature. It's just a shame that this Parkinson has taken Ali's ability to his hand movements and all, because his autograph was, for years and years, just a beautiful penmanship. Whoever his third-grade writing teacher was should be very proud of him.
Did you guys see the thing on Pawn Stars? You guys watched Pawn Stars where a couple weeks ago they had an Ali painting that was signed. I think he had signed, done maybe 50 of them or something. It was,
yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting.
I don't know if I'd buy the painting.
Yeah, right. I think I'd rather have the signed photo standing over listening. So what do you think? Well, maybe 200 or 300 on that, Bill?
How big is the photo, Joe?
I see it's framed 18 by 20. It's,
oh, it's
pretty
framed,
big.
Too.
Oh, okay, so it's an 18 by 20. Yeah, I would venture to say if it was signed in 95, that's still the sort of the second best Ali signature type thing. That could be, you know, 300 to 500, you know, based on the size of it.
Very nice. Would you take that in a Huggins auction?
No, but I got another one to ask you because I have no idea what it is. My great grandparents used to go to Yankees games, and they went to the World Series. You know, they were just real committed Yankee fans. I have a torn ticket to Game 6 of the 1947 World Series.
You know, we'll have to get back to this. We're coming up to a break,
cool.
So
hey,
hang
thanks,
in
guys.
There, everybody, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi from ERCDelivery.com and Bill Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions. I got at my Twitter ID, at TCrownTom, I got a neat item sent to me by Joel that we'll use in the drawing here, Vince. It's a Upper Deck authenticated framed photo, he sent me this during the week. I didn't see it till after last week's show ended. But we actually got some communication from Upper Deck on this item. It's the 2010 NHL rookie class. And according to Upper Deck, they were like, how'd you get that? There's only 4 of these made. I would think right now that's probably $600 to $1,000. And if any of these guys, there's a lot of talent there, turn out to be the next Sidney Crosby of the NHL or start winning some multiple Stanley Cups, I think it could be more. That would be a neat item in one of your auctions. But to me, I would think, Bill, that that's one to hang on to see if these guys, how they develop. So we've got a bunch of guys waiting here a long time. We're going to try to get to as many as we can. Trent, thanks for waiting so long from Shanahan. How are you, Trent?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I've got a 1914 H&B professional model 40K Louisville Slugger, Honus Wagner.
Whoa.
Mm.
How'd you get that, Trent?
My grandpa gave it to me. It was his dad's.
Bill, have you just fired up your personal airplane and flying out to Shanahan? Or what do
well,
you think of the
I mean,
value
the,
of that baby?
The real question is twofold. I mean, Trent, if this can be related to, you know, to Wagner, and it would need to be proven through authentication and verification that it was a game-used bat of his.
No, it's not a game-used bat.
Okay, so it's a store model.
It's just the Louisville Slugger signature bat. It's 34 inches. I think they actually made a couple different kinds, but it's the 34 inch model.
Well, Trent, I mean, you can read the Wagner burned into the name and the.
Yeah. It's not. It doesn't actually say
rotted or anything.
I believe Jay Haas or Cross. I can't make the difference whether it's a K or an H, but he didn't actually. I guess it was the name his mom called him or something, but mm-hmm. It doesn't say Honus. It's his actual signature, the way he signed it.
Any estimate on that, Bill?
Well, without seeing it, Trent, it could be certainly 500 to 1,000 or more. Early store model bats in that era are very, very desirable. The store model bat really didn't kick off until the 20s, 30s, 40s, but... Oh, a Wagner store model bat, very tough. We see a lot of, you see Ruths and Mantles and DiMaggio's and Jackie Robinson's and stuff like that. But Honus Wagner store models are not too common.
From what I understood, he was the first player to actually allow his signature to be used on any sports items. I don't know.
I'm not aware of that, but I could certainly see how there couldn't be a whole lot before him just based on the time period of this thing.
Yeah, I guess you're right, yeah.
If you want to send a picture to Bill or send a picture to me at TCrownTom on Twitter, that would help. But you can give Bill Huggins a call if you're interested in putting it in one of his auctions.
Okay.
And, that to me would be a great auction item, 866-462-2273 and ask for Bill Huggins. Okay, next on the line, let's see who's waiting here. We've got Jim from Roselle. It sounds like you're a Bo Jackson fan there, Jim.
Yeah, hi, Tom.
Hey.
Listen, what I got is my son, when he was little, was a big Bo Jackson fan, and I coached Bo's son in football, so I met him several times. And what I have is I have four of his baseball cards and four of his football cards autographed, and then I had it matted in a frame, and I was just wondering what that's worth.
So it's four different baseball and
baseball and four different football cards, and he autographed each one, and then I had I went and had it professionally framed.
I bet it looks good.
Oh, it looks great.
Yeah, I would think, probably $500 or $600. I would think it seems like his signatures are down a bit from what they were at his peak, but that's still a good item. Yeah, very nice.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call. Don from Schaumburg is next on the line. What's new, Don? What do you have?
Good morning. I have a red and white football that was from the 1978 NFL Players Awards Banquet. It's signed by Walter Payton. He won the MVP award that night. And it's also signed by Muhammad Ali, who was the guest speaker that night.
Wow, what a combo on that ball. That's a ball.
Yep.
I haven't seen that combo before. What do you think
it's
on that,
probably
Bill?
One of a kind.
Yeah.
Now, Don, is there, again, the Ali signature, is that Muhammad on top and Ali underneath it?
You know, I don't think it is. I don't have it in front of me, but I'd have to go back and look at it.
You say the ball was signed in 1978?
1978 at the NFL Players Awards Banquet.
Well, I'd be stunned if that's not the Ali on top or Muhammad and Ali, because that's the way he signed it back then, in which case that's for all intents and purposes, both of those signatures on there are from people who are no longer signing, because
right.
The signature on that, the Ali signature on there, is unavailable to this date or at this time, and so is the Peyton. And I mean, the unwritten rule in autographs, Don, is your value in autographs is in dead people, and the deader the better.
Right.
And those two on a same football like that from that event, gosh, I don't know that you could put a ceiling on that. That could be, $1,000 plus, and plus what? I don't know.
Yeah, that could go for, you never know, that could go for a few grand in an auction with two of the right
those
guys.
Numbers are not off the table by any means.
So, Don, if you're thinking of, if you want to put it in a Huggins auction, call 866-462-2273 and ask for Bill Huggins. If you want to send me a picture of it on Twitter at TCrownTom, follow me on Twitter. I'll follow you back, and you can do that. I'd like to see that. That's a great item. Next on the line. Well, the number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan. We're on now every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of sports collectibles, or if you want to talk about collecting or even a sports question or comment, give us a call, 312-332-3776. We're doing a drawing each week. We'll give away a prize. This week it's a box of 2013 Bowman Platinum Baseball, and Vince Clemente from ercdelivery.com, his company has on-demand delivery, so if the winner has to send their email to Vince Clemente, vince@ercdelivery.com, and he'll actually deliver the item right to your door. So give us a call, 312-332-3776. Joe from Palatine's been waiting. Thanks for waiting, Joe. What do you have?
I have a autographed game-used uniform from Brian Urlacher from last year.
Game-used, too, huh?
Yeah, it's the helmet, the jersey, the pants, and the shoes. What? And he actually paid to have everything framed. The helmet's in the queue. The jersey is framed and matted. The pants are framed and matted, and the shoes are in a cube also, and he signed both of the shoes.
Did you get them at a charity auction, or how'd you get that stuff, Joe?
Well, it's kind of hard to talk about, but my daughter was diagnosed with brain cancer, and she was part of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and the only thing that she wanted to do before, you know, she passed on was to meet Brian Urlacher.
Wow. So, what a nice, that's a great story, Joe.
It's more sentimental value. My wife says that I should really get a decent estimate price on what it's worth for insurance and everything, but it's more sentimental to me and my wife than anything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not something I would ever sell.
Right.
But for insurance purposes, you know, she really believes that we should have some kind of estimate what this is worth.
And just so you know, in case you don't have an insurance guy, I know a guy, Frank Haywood from Matzak Insurance in Naperville, that does insure collectibles. And
okay.
Also, Bill Huggins, do you have an estimate on that?
Boy, I'll tell you, Joe, I mean, if I was going to, based on the story you just told me about your daughter and all that, I mean, does the uniform show a lot of use, the helmet and the cleats? And
oh, yeah, it was the Monday after the Bears played the Packers.
So there's some significant scrapes and cuts on the helmet, and because I mean Urlacher was not one to be shy about sticking his head in there.
No,
so,
no, that's not
Tom. I would say insure that thing for a minimum of $10,000.
Okay, like I said, the helmet, you know, it's part of the decals missing, and the jersey's ripped, and
great.
You know,
it's getting better all the time, Joe. I mean, believe me, those are features of game-used items that collectors, if this thing were ever to come for sale, they treasure those types of little, you know, scars and nicks and battle scars and what have you that you see on those things. And you don't see a complete uniform like that, especially Brian Urlacher.
Thanks for sharing the story with us too, Joe.
Well, one other quick question. I don't have a certificate of authenticity, but I have all the photos of the day that we went there with my daughter with Brian and everything else like that. Would that be something that's good enough, or do I have to actually get this sent into PSD into one of those?
Especially if you're never planning on selling it, you really don't need that. But I don't know, what else would you need if you were going to auction that bill?
I'll tell you, Joe, that the story and a lot of times game used jerseys, the tags and the helmets with the stickers and all that, they authenticate themselves, dude. And with the story and the pictures behind that, I think that thing would fly just as is.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Next on the line, we have Wayne from Homer Glen. What's new there, Wayne?
Good morning.
Hi.
I have a 1943 Rose Bowl ticket. It was called the Pasadena Rose Bowl at the time. It's in mint condition in plastic.
Is it
the full ticket or the two-thirds stub?
Nope, I have the full ticket. The amount of the ticket was $4. Is in row 9, seat 101. And like I say, it's in plastic, mint condition.
From 43, you said, Wayne?
1943, Georgia Tech, UCLA. I also have the program, too.
Well, Wayne, I mean, the package of those two together, depending on if the ticket were to get graded, they do grade tickets now, and if the ticket were to grade, say, an 8 or better, for the package of that and the program, you got to be looking at $500 to $1,000 or more.
Which companies grade that, Bill?
There are several of the companies that grade that. I know JSA, I believe, are doing tickets now.
Okay.
That would be the company I would contact.
Yeah, especially if it's really is mint, you'll get more money if you have the grade on it. Mark from LaSalle, what's going on, Mark?
No, not too much. I'm a big Cub collector. What I'm looking for is some autographed, preferably game-worn baseball gloves. Like I'm talking about, like Maddox, Sandberg, Dawson, Banks. Any of those available?
Oh, do you ever get those in an auction, Bill, at Huggins and Scott Auctions?
I'll tell you, of all the items that you get from ballplayers, gloves are by far the lowest amount that we ever see. It's just the players, they don't go through them like they go through jerseys and caps and, you know, batting gloves and things like that. So used glove of any high-profile Hall of Famer like that are... When they surface, they bring crazy money.
Don't you have a Posada glove in your December auction, Bill? Jorge Posada, I think I saw one in there.
I believe we do, and we've had several other gloves from other players over the years, and they, like I said, they're just so infrequently offered that it's really hard to put a value on those. You've got to be just. If you're interested in something like that, Mark, when one surfaces, you almost got to say, wow, I whatever it takes, so to speak.
A lot of guys don't like to give up their gloves. Jeff from Lincoln Park is next online. What do you have, Jeff? Thanks for waiting.
Hey, good morning, guys. We're a Pittsburgh family, and I got a 1980s Sports Illustrated with Terry Bradshaw and Willie Stargell on the cover when they were named Co-Sportsman of the Year, signed by Terry Bradshaw. And then my dad got it signed by Willie Stargell. So it's in a plastic case in a plastic sleeve. So just wondering what that would bring.
I know a couple Pittsburgh fans that would actually die for that. I don't know what the actual value of it, but I bet I know a couple guys that would probably pay more than it's probably worth. What do you think in an auction on that one, Bill?
Oh, that's probably more of a... I'm guessing $200 to $300 item.
That's what I was thinking, too. That's such a cool item, though, for a Pittsburgh fan.
Oh, yeah.
Mike from Wheaton's on the line. What do you have, Mike? Thanks for calling. You there, Mike? Okay. Trouble for Mike. Trouble for the connection there, Mike. Oh, that's that phone service. Sometimes it just doesn't come through for you. Stash from Lowell is on the line. What's up, Stash?
Hey, how you doing? I got an autographed football from the 85 Super Bowl Bears team. It's got Walter Payton by itself, but then it's got the whole offensive line on the other side.
Okay.
It's just those six or seven people, Stash?
Yeah.
Yeah? Difficult item to say you put a value on. I mean, the Payton signature is obviously the driving force behind that. You know, in autographed collectibles, it's sort of single signed and then team signed. When you've got just a handful of guys on it, I mean, granted, the theme is Payton and his offensive line. Those are more of a specialty type thing. I would still say, though, you got to be looking at $500 to $1,000 at least on that stash.
Very nice. Next on the line, we have John from Griffith, Indiana. What's up, John?
Good morning.
Hey,
I've got a Chicago Tribune stamping plate with the Bulls' fourth championship on there.
The stamping plates, I don't think there's a lot of value to those. Do you agree, Bill?
Yeah,
it seems kind of cool, but not a whole lot of value to them. Next on the line, we have Mike from Naperville. Good to hear from somebody from the Ville. What's new?
Hey, good morning. Go Bears.
Go Bears. I hope they can come through today. Hey, speaking of Naperville, there's a... Naperville Marathon going on today. Yep, Good luck to everybody running in that. I think you can qualify for the 2015 Boston Marathon through that Naperville Marathon. So good luck to everybody, and let my car through on the way home. Okay, back to you, Mike.
I got a side-by-side photo of Phil Rizzuto and Yogi Berra signed, black and white.
Rizzuto and Berra, that's probably 75 to 100, maybe. They're not that tough of signatures. Neat item, but not that tough. Mike from Elmhurst is on the line. What do you have, Mike?
Yeah, good morning.
Hi.
I have a two ticket stubs to Super Bowl 19 along with the program.
Okay. Or how good is
Montana? What's that?
How good a shape are the tickets?
They're in very good shape. Very good. I was fortunate enough to go with my uncle, whose nephew was the president of the Kansas City Chiefs at that time. So sat 50-yard line and was pretty careful to keep them in good shape along with the program.
Okay. Is that Super Bowl anything exciting?
Montana and Marino.
Bill, any special value to that?
If they're full tickets and untorn, although if he went to the game, the tickets are torn.
Yep, they are torn back before they scanned them. But, yeah, they're
torn. Right, that was back when they tore the tickets as opposed to scanning them.
Correct.
And the ticket stubs from back then are, you know, $200 to $300 a piece. And unless they're in just beautiful condition, the stubs, although if you carry them in your pocket, they may have a little dents and dings and battle scars on them, but that's not a totally big deal. The program there again is probably a $25 to $50 item.
Okay, here's a neat item from Travis in Crown Point. Tell us what you have, Travis.
I've got a 1931 single signed baseball by Al Simmons, and it's got an inscription on it. It's not personalized, but it's got an inscription that says, I would be sick too if we don't cop the World Series.
Huh.
What type of ball is it on, Travis?
It's on an official ball. You can tell it's been beat up, but it's the time period correct ball.
It's an official American League ball, or
yes,
yeah,
yeah.
Single signed by just Al Simmons.
Correct.
Nice, wow. Clear signature. How white is the ball? White or
no? The ball's a little bit darker, yeah. But the signature is very dark on the ball. It's very clear.
Wow, that's
single signed Al Simmons ball, Travis. Several thousand dollars.
Yeah, and that would look good in a Huggins and Scott auction if you ever thinking of selling it.
Don't know that I've ever had a single signed Simmons ball, Travis. That could bring some serious interest.
Travis, yep. Bill Huggins will be in town at the Sun Times Show in 2 weeks in Rosemont. So if you want to look him up there, that'd be a great item for a great auction item if you're thinking of selling it.
Yeah, for sure. I was planning on.
Okay, thanks a lot. Now it's about time for the end of the show already. What, boy, this thing whipped by today. Thanks to producer Adam Abdu. Okay, I'm just going to say Adam. I don't know why I have trouble with that.
Yeah, just say Adam. It's close enough.
Adam, okay. Vince Clementi from ercdelivery.com. Vince, it's time to do the drawing. The winner is...
going to be Joe from Palatine.
Joe from Palatine. Send an email to vince@ercdelivery.com, right? That's the email. And Vince will get it delivered to you. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi and Bill Huggins. We're on every week from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. Thanks for listening. Have a great week, everybody.